Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to Drunkle's Den. I'm your host, Drunkle Ross, here with the lovely Big Chief. How are we today, my friend?
Splendid. Yourself?
I fucking hate Christmas shopping.
Who doesn't, though?
Who fucking doesn't? That's a good fucking question. Probably no one.
It's fucking shitty today. Eh?
Oh my God, man. You spent more goddamn time in the fucking lineups and in traffic than you did actually buying shit.
Well, that's the thing about here. Everything's a fucking... It was designed back in the 1860s, right?
So oh,
it's
fuck.
All one lane,
horse
one
carriage.
Way.
All
yeah,
for the
exactly.
Amish.
Fuck. Horses didn't have turn signals. They didn't need them.
Yeah, they're using hand signals.
Yeah.
Going
like a
back
flagger.
To... Well, they can't see you doing the hand signals online, but
it's
just
like
imagine him doing it.
Yeah, exactly. It's interactive.
So yeah,
but
Christmas shopping.
Yeah, it was fuck. Like I was saying to you, you'll never see that amount of people in that mall.
Not the fucking Charlottetown
again.
Mall, man.
There
it's
was always Christmas
so many
time.
Goddamn,
so many fucking people.
Well, they were all fucking snot-nosed little fucks wanting to sit on Santa's lap.
This
there
is
was
the thing.
A lot of them
I've
there.
Seen the Santa thing there where you can meet him. I like Christmas is coming up. I haven't seen him. Like, what the fuck is he doing?
He's making toys. He's checking his list. He's checking it twice. He's gonna find out who's fucking pulling it in their bathroom and fucking watching porn. Like,
well, fuck.
You're on the naughty list if you're doing that.
He already knew about that one. He would have told me. I would have got a fucking invoice in the mail. But
oh, fuck.
Seriously, though, like, how else do you traumatize your kids this time of year? With that sitting on Santa's lap and them fucking pissing themselves crying.
I don't know. Beat them.
Yeah, but I mean, that's for home. This is when you can get away with it.
Fuck. So we have a little surprise for all you viewers out there. Two times ago, we were fucked off the moonshine cherries. We're trying something a little different.
Yeah, do some Snoofy slush.
Well, no, we're not drinking the slush. That's
we're
going to
make it, though.
We are going to make it. But tonight, we're getting fucked off some shroomies. So we're going to see. This is my first time doing it.
You didn't take that much.
No, I took 300 milligrams, so we'll see if I even see anything. it's my first time trying it. Big Chief over here, he's tried it before.
It was fun, yeah.
How was it? Was it good?
It was very fun, yeah.
Please tell me a little bit about it.
I don't know. It's not as bad as you think it is. Like, I don't know how much I took, but, like, when I took it, it wasn't a crazy amount, and, like, I could still control it, you know?
Yeah.
But, yeah, you just jam out, vibe out.
Fuck, yeah.
It's just music sounds better, things taste better.
Well, if I'm not feeling anything, I might go take another capsule later.
All right.
So, we'll see what happens.
But yeah. So, you want to tell them about the Newfie slush we're going to make
here? The Newfie slush we're going to make here. Newfoundland slush is a big tradition over in Newfoundland. It's basically fucking frozen jungle juice, in my opinion. So here's the recipe that I found for a good Newfie slush. Shout out to canada.gov.ca on Instagram for this motherfucking recipe. 7.5 cups of water and 1.5 cups of sugar in a pot. Bring it to a boil. Once it's dissolved, remove from the heat and let it cool. Add a can of frozen orange juice concentrate and a can of frozen lemonade concentrate. Give it a stir, then add a full can of pineapple juice, one of them 2-liter motherfuckers, and stir in your fucking liquor of choice. Typically, it is a vodka, but I'm not Newfie, so I'm making it the way I fucking want. I'm putting some fucking lamb spiced into it, which is a Newfoundland rum. It is one of the best rums on the market. I encourage all you motherfuckers out there to try it today.
Just sounds like it would rot your teeth out, to be honest.
What?
Sounds like it's going to rot your teeth
out. I don't give a fuck. You're going to get me drunk.
2 liters?
Holy oh,
fuck.
Yeah. No, that's just the pineapple juice.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you put a quart of fucking drink of choice in it. Like I said, I'm using rum. And you're supposed to put it into a salt beef bucket.
Yeah.
I'm poor, but I don't have one of them. Yeah. So I'm going to use a greasy old Home Depot fucking bucket.
We don't live in the 1910s. Who the fuck has a salt beef bucket?
Yeah, so we're going to fucking...
Home Depot bucket. Jesus Christ.
We're going to fucking do that.
Mix a mash.
Oh, Jesus. Well, it's going to be interesting because I like trying new shit. hence why I'm doing the fucking shroomies tonight.
Yeah.
I've only had them since like fucking March. And
yeah,
I forgot about them. But now shroomies tonight, Newfie slush the next time or when I get fucking paid. fuck. And yeah, it's going to be we're going to send season 1 of Drunkle's Den podcast off with a fucking bang.
Goddamn right. And also, this is episode 9, so next episode, double digits.
Double digits, and it is the last episode before season 2. Season 1 is ending.
Which coincides with the new year.
It does. After the new year, Drunkle's Den season 2 is going to start the fuck up.
Fuck yeah.
And we're going to have some fucking, we're going to have some guests, we're going to have some new equipment, we're going to have some drinks, we're going to have some smokes, and we're going to have you motherfuckers listening.
Same shit, different day, right?
Fuck yeah, pretty much.
We'll say though. So, as I talked about before, I'm off of school. I'm on my break now.
Fuck yeah. You just
got on your break yesterday, right?
Well, yeah. So there's a little dispute there at work, and I told them like, hey, either you fire me, or you either give me this vacation for fucking Christmas. And they gave me the fucking Christmas vacation.
Fuck
so
yeah.
I'm off until January fucking 6th. I'm not going to remember any of these 2 weeks.
I think it's the same for me, too. I think
oh,
that's
yeah?
when I go back.
Fuck yeah.
That's it's usually like a Wednesday or Thursday, middle of the week.
Cool.
Yeah. So, yeah, not going to remember it.
No, and another challenge that we are participating in the new year, ladies and gentlemen, is Dry January.
Yeah, and the Christmas Ketamine Challenge. We didn't mention that one.
What?
We're going to go inject horses with ketamine.
Horses? Why not do it ourselves?
Well, yeah, we could do that too. I was taking the ketamine from them.
Oh. Yeah, suck the blood of the horse to get
yeah.
the fucking ketamine out of it.
Like
vampire
sucking
style.
A snake bite out.
Hey, speaking of sucking snake bites out, coincidentally, a copperhead bit me on my peen.
Oh, really? Oh, fuck. You know what they say about that?
You're fucked.
Shit out of luck. I'd go to a gay club.
Excuse me?
Go to a gay club.
No,
sure they would do it.
I'm good, thank you. But back to our original topic was Christmas shopping. That was one hell of a fucking segue.
Oh, yeah, it sucked.
I don't know how the fuck we got here. Regardless, back to fucking Christmas shopping. I went to fucking, so I'll start out, I went to fucking, where'd I go first? I think I went to Ukrainian Tire first, picked up my fucking shit, it was good, great service, then I went to Walmart. No, then I went
to the
mall, but that's, it. Ah. Nothing significant happened there, but I went to fucking Walmart. Let me fucking tell you. Season's greetings from Walmart means you're going to get fucked in the ass by fucking lineups. There's going to be too many snot-nosed little shits running around. There's so much fucking shit going on that you don't know what to do. And apparently, it means Drunkle having a panic attack in the fucking lineup, which I thought was pretty fucking funny.
Oh, fuck. What did you see?
Well, the highlight of the Walmart visit today, some fucking piece of shit. I was standing in the line, waiting to go to cash. This fucking loser and his bitch wife fucking cut in front of me. I say, hey, buddy, like, what are you doing? Like, the line starts back there, like, this fine broad behind me and me are fucking before you. Like, what are you doing? He goes, no, man, the line starts here, man. It's like, all right, listen, motherfucker. No, the line starts back there, pal. Like, you need to fuck, you just cut the fucking line. He looks at me, he goes, well, that sucks. And he just turns his head. It was going to get real fucking racist if I didn't walk away from that. Like, I'm one, I respect all people. But if you are a fucking cunt like that, you deserve everything you fucking get.
Oh, he definitely saw you standing there.
Oh, yeah.
Went in there.
Oh, yeah. It's pretty hard to miss this fat bastard.
I'm surprised he didn't go into the closet and pull out his fucking, his vest, his Walmart vest. Bro, I work here.
Oh, my friend, I work here. Well, that's going to get clipped.
This is my wife. My wife.
My bitch wife.
of 13 years.
No, I went to Walmart. I had a panic attack. I thought it was one of the worst fucking experiences I've ever had. Then I went to the fucking big superstore.
Oh, yeah.
And I've said it before, and I'll say it again. Fuck you, Galen Weston. Fuck you and your price gouging bullshit, and fuck Loblaws.
Galen.
I hope that fucking store fucking crumbles. Fuck you. I left with, like, I don't know, maybe, like, less than 10 items. Cost me fucking $60.
Oh, yeah. That's how it is.
I could not fucking believe it. And it was cheap shit, too.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I couldn't fucking believe it. Like, you're telling me a fucking candy bar costs fucking, like, $5 nowadays?
Oh, yeah. Well, man,
fuck you.
Let's say you wanted to get some fucking nice roasted nuts for Christmas.
Fuck yeah.
They're like $8 for a tiny tin of that fucking Planters peanuts.
Oh, man.
What the fuck? How expensive are nuts?
Go, like, to the fucking bulk burn, man.
If I can pick it off, like they say, oh, money doesn't grow on trees. Fucking peanuts. Fucking
peanuts
apples
grow
on trees.
Grow on
exactly.
Trees. Like, what the fuck?
Why is this shit so expensive?
Nah, dude, you gotta go bulk burn for that shit. I like
bulk
the bulk burn, but I haven't fucking been there since COVID.
It's a great place.
I mean, it is.
You can get whatever the fuck you want. Like, when I was younger, it was a candy store, but
hell
now it's
yeah.
like, fuck, I gotta buy ingredients.
Oh, now
for shit I'll never
spices.
Make.
Ooh, yeah. Fucking salt?
Be in
different
the back
types
of, my cupboard,
of salt?
I'll be like, oh, fuck. Oh, well. So it's expired by 7 years. Forgot about it.
It's salt. It'll stay fresh. Fuck.
Yeah, that's true.
Man, you can buy anything at the fucking bulk burn. And just think, that bulk burn that we have here, it's small.
Oh, I know.
As fuck.
Oh, I know, yeah. That's everything here.
Oh, yeah.
Except our dicks.
Well, that was a segue.
We drive lifted trucks.
Oh, yeah. We drive Ford F-350s with a lift kit on it. Our wieners are microscopic.
And the 350 is from the 350 pounds from my wife in the back seat.
I was fucking waiting for it. Oh, man.
You always got a fucking yappy dog back there, too.
I hate them. I fucking hate dogs.
I love dogs.
I hate dogs. I hate cats.
I hate people who don't fucking train their dogs to do anything.
See, my motto is I hate anything with more than two legs.
I fucking
hate them. I cannot stand dogs. Whether they're I like medium dogs. You know what I mean?
Like what?
I don't like fucking German Shepherds or them fucking.
Well, yeah, they'll fucking destroy
them
your
husky
couches.
Motherfuckers. And I don't like them little yappy rat looking fucking chihuahuas.
Fuck that shit.
A fucking beagle would do me nice.
Oh yeah.
They're fucking quiet too.
A beagle.
I don't know dog names. I don't know dog breeds. So we'll go with a beagle.
What's a nice dog name? Never mind then.
I don't know.
I was gonna say some fucking girls' names, but
yeah, let's not do that.
Dogs and a four-legged friend.
It's like you're walking down the street, some broad's walking her dogs. Oh, holy Christ! Look at that dog and the fucking four-legged friend she's walking.
They really gotta take her to a groomer. Holy fuck!
Fuck, man. Oh no, I don't like dogs. I don't like. See, I had a cat.
Yeah.
But cats are fucking destructive.
Depends on what kind of cat you get, I guess. But it's like, yeah, I mean, I'm not one. Like, I wouldn't get a cat that just stays outside all day because it's God knows what's going to bring back.
Or God knows it's what's like, going to bring it back.
Yeah, but I'm more like, okay, you just brought fucking 7 types of cancer into my house because you picked up a fucking dead rat. That's great.
Hey man, he's giving you a gift.
Yeah, a fucking gift I can't take back.
There's no
return address.
Return to sender.
Or the ones that just, like, piss and shit everywhere. It's like they'll climb your fridge just to piss all over.
Yeah, yeah. In the final stages of my cat, he'd fucking yak, he'd piss. It was just everywhere. It was bad.
He's giving you the last middle finger.
Oh, fuck, was he ever. Fucking piece of shit. I love that cat, though. I had him for fucking, 14 years? Jesus.
Let me tell you, though. You hear that fucking, the sound of them vomiting? It'll fucking get you going. What
sounds
the fuck?
Like a rave.
Where's that prick?
Sounds like a rape. And for some fucking reason, those motherfuckers, they always find the one little piece of carpet you got.
Oh, yeah.
Every fucking time.
They'll piss or shit or vomit in the corner somewhere.
Oh, yeah.
Behind everything. You go, oh, 7 years later. Oh, there it is. Rearranging furniture. Holy fuck.
Oh, man, it's bad.
Not on.
No, I don't like animals.
But I think that's fine to me. Like, I like dogs and cats I've kind of warmed up to recently, but I don't get the other fucking animals, like getting a fucking, like...
A lizard?
A fucking, yeah, like a 14-footer. Like the fucking long ass cones.
Oh yeah, them fucking, I don't get people who fucking raise snakes and shit.
Oh yeah.
I think the shrooms just kicked in.
I think you're just saying that.
Probably.
They just fucking sit there, man.
I know. Like, what the fuck? Like
same. I don't know. What the fuck get a goldfish for? Sits there.
Yeah, fuck them. Let him swim around.
Well, yeah. At least that's something to do, you know. But, I mean, fuck. Why would I fucking go out and buy a $200 fucking tank and a $50 goldfish when I can just go to Sobeys and look at the lobsters?
Like, fuck that's yeah. What I fucking hey, do. Man. That was the best shit back in the day. Oh, going yeah. to fucking Sobeys as a kid. Going, let's go see the lobster.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man.
You're tapping on the glass.
Oh, yeah. And you see the fucking.
Hey, get up.
You see the motherfucker behind the counter. Hey, don't tap the glass, man. Don't yeah. tap the glass.
They're trying to fuck each other, but they can't use their fucking claws.
No.
How them do you pimp slap a bitch?
Them motherfuckers hurt if they pinch. Yeah. Oh, dude, yeah. They could cut your fucking finger off.
Well, that's why they're on the glass. That's why they got those rubber bands on
Hell
them.
Yeah. No, I fucking, I don't like, as a Maritimer, I don't care for lobster.
Yeah,
like I can eat it, I can have it. It's not terrible,
expensive,
but I would not go out and buy it.
It's not poor food.
Fucking used to be.
Yeah, used to be, but not anymore.
That's what used to feed the fucking peasants. Fucking sea bugs.
Oh yeah.
Oh man.
Clam shit.
Well, see, that's what the island is known for, man. Seafood.
I know. Seafood and potatoes.
Oh fuck yeah! Seafood, potatoes, and tourism.
Yep.
But fucking like, PEI lobster, you can't beat it.
Yeah. Oh,
there is no better fucking lobster. People say, well, Maine has better lobster. And if my aunt had nuts, she'd be my fucking uncle. You know what I mean?
You can kiss my cunt.
No, kiss my cunt. That's great.
You know, we come from Irish heritage, like PEI, a lot of PEI.
Oh, yeah.
We only have one fucking freckled redhead here. Anna Green Gables.
Anna fucking Green That's Gables. It. That's one thing we haven't mentioned on here is Anna Green Gables, which I'm very surprised.
Well, you know, what is there to say? It's boring as shit.
Well, the fucking, like, look at fucking, like, say, 10 years ago. The Japanese motherfuckers that came over here, they were obsessed with it.
Oh, yeah, they would watch it and, like, they wouldn't stop bowing.
No, man, like, Anna Green Gables over in Japan is a big fucking book.
Really?
Oh, you didn't know that?
I thought you meant them coming here and seeing it. I didn't know you meant...
Oh, no, that's why they come here.
That's weird.
It is fucking weird. But, like, good on them. Yeah. I think it's fucking cool. PEI is known for something.
I don't think I've ever met a Japanese guy that told me how much he loved Anna Green Gables.
Oh, tomo arigato, Anna Green Gable.
Where is the gable that she is from? Where can I buy her straw hat?
Have you ever been to that Avonlea village, though?
Is it near Cavendish?
Yeah, yeah. It's in Cavendish.
I think
it's
I
part
have,
of the boardwalk
yeah.
up there, sort
I think
of.
I have.
I think we went there for school. That yeah. place is a fucking scam.
Oh, yeah. Isn't there great, like, a cemetery there, too?
Is there?
Well, because we were walking all over it.
That's fucked.
Oh, yeah. Kids were doing laps.
That's nice. Jesus Christ.
Touch this one, and then you got to touch the other one at the end of other end of it.
Fuck.
See how fast we can go.
Cavendish. Yeah. That's another thing. Fucking summertime, I always try and make the pilgrimage up to Cavendish.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I like going up there. They have an arcade up there.
Oh, you're talking about the boardwalk.
Oh, oh yeah. Yeah. They got them beaver tail
it's
fucking
like the
things.
Shitty knockoff Dave and Buster's.
Yeah, pretty much.
I don't know if it's still there. They got that little mini putt shit.
Oh, dude, I'd suck dick for good mini putt.
Oh, yeah. How bizarre.
It's yeah, but you there. Can go to fucking How Bizarre anywhere here.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's a one and done.
Yeah. How Bizarre's, it's like a fucking, I don't know if it's anywhere else. I assume it is. How Bizarre is like a fucking novelty shop.
It's like Guinness Book of World Records in real life.
Oh, yeah. Like, you can go in there. You can look to your left. You see, oh, cool, a didgeridoo. You look to your right. It's like, hey, that's a dick bottle opener. That's fucking cool, too.
Oh, okay. That's not what I'm talking about. No, I'm talking about there was, like, a museum there. And it was, like, they had, like, a fucking statue of, like, the world's tallest
oh,
man.
Oh, yeah,
he's
yeah.
He's, like, 8'11".
That's Ripley's Believe It or Not.
Oh, that's what I'm thinking of. Yeah.
I've
it's,
been in
it's
there.
It's Ripley's, too. Ripley's
I've been
How
in
Bizarre.
There. It's so fucking cool.
It's cool, but when you're, like, young, it's fucking scary because they got those heads in the jars.
Ah, oh, yeah. I got my picture with them.
You remember the Kensington
Haunted Mansion?
Haunted Haunt, yeah.
I went there. It was very underwhelming.
It's fucking loud. That's all I remember. I was like, fuck this. But I remember there was, like, this one room where it's, like, this fucking bitch sitting in the corner, and then there's, like, a bed of nails.
Oh,
there's
yeah.
There's red paint.
Oh, yeah.
We'd all chip off, and then there's, like, the fucking blood coming out of the fucking the sink.
See, the worst part about that for me, the scariest part, I'll say, is I was just a wee lad when we went, but you go up the stairs to go to the, like, the second floor of the mansion, and they have one of those animatronic things. It jumps out of the wall, swinging an axe. This thing's, like, 10 feet fucking tall. It jumps out of the wall, swinging an axe, fucking screaming like a banshee. I had about fucking an inch of shit in my diaper that day.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. That was the one part that got me. The rest of it, like, the rest of it was very underwhelming.
Oh, yeah. Your fucking bowels were evacuated that whole bus ride back. You were good.
Holy fuck.
So I found that a lot of those trips, the bus rides were more entertaining.
Hell yeah, they were. See, fuck
with people.
Fuck the Haunted Mansion. Go to Frosty Treat next door.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Frosty Treat. But they claim to have the best ice cream on the island. They're fucking wrong.
Oh, yeah?
Deckers, motherfucker.
Deckers.
Deckers has the best soft serve ice cream I've ever fucking had.
All right, then. ADL would like to have a word with you.
ADL ice cream is good. Nah, I don't like cows. I find it's just overpriced for the same shit. I like their waffle cones.
It is overpriced, but it's good.
But no, man, Deckers, they're soft serve. Their other ice cream can kiss my ass, but their fucking chocolate dip fucking soft serve, it's like my dick. It's as big as my forearm. You know what I mean? When you get it,
like chocolate on fucking.
Oh,
ice cream.
I do. I'm a big fat ass. I love that shit.
No, not for me.
That's the only good thing they have, though, at Deckers is the fucking ice cream. It's like, hey, you want to order food? That'll be $14 for a dry burger.
That's every place, so.
Oh, yeah. Better off going to fucking McScrotum's or something.
Oh, yeah. It is funny, though. It's like, I could open a place and I just serve shitty box burgers, sell them for $14, or I could just take the burger in part and make them do it themselves and charge them, like, $26.
Oh, fuck yeah. Oh, yeah. That specialty bullshit is a scam.
Now they do that, well, it's like Five Guys, but it's Boom Burger here. Where you
I've
like
never
you buy everything individually.
What?
So you buy like the burger and you get whatever you want, then you get the fries, then you get the drink.
Oh, that's stupid.
It's expensive. The fries are fucking great, but it is expensive.
It doesn't matter. Give me a combo, motherfucker.
Yeah, why?
What are some other fucking tourist attractions here?
Well, since there's a lot of immigrants, I'd say the DMV.
Oh, fuck.
Well, you know.
You're not wrong.
Where else? The impound lot. the embassy. I actually don't know, because, I mean, probably some of the crackheads downtown would be an attraction.
Oh, fuck. Muckle.
Muckle, yeah.
Muckle. We all like Muckle here.
Muckle sandwich, oh, yeah.
Muckle's fucked.
What about Roscoe?
Dude? Oh, my God. We shouted Roscoe out here before. That guy, he's not homeless, but he's a legend.
Because every single place downtown would take him in.
Fuck yeah, man.
He never has to pay for anything. And no. He shouldn't have to. He's like 107 years old.
he was the fucking desk next to Moses.
Yeah.
When Moses was in grade school. He was, Moses, you got the fucking answers?
Got Moses, did you split that fucking Red Sea on the weekend? I can't fucking believe that shit. You know what I did this fucking weekend? I got drunk with a couple buddies and started tipping some fucking cows over. You fucking part of that Red Sea on the weekend led all the Jews to salvation. I was in fucking Egypt watching the goddamn aliens build the fucking pyramids, buddy. Some fucking weird shit went on.
Just because he's fucking old and everyone doesn't believe him, but he's actually spouting the truth.
Oh, man. I love Roscoe, though. He has a different story every time talking to him.
He's a legend.
He is a fucking living legend.
So that's an attraction. That's a tourist attraction.
That is an attraction, but I don't...
Spo?
Well, oh, hey, man. Spo is an attraction.
That's an attraction.
Get your membership to Sportsman's today.
Attracts the good kind of people.
Get your membership today. $45 for the year. Skip the line. 50 cents off drinks. I can't think of the other one. But get your membership fucking today.
Yeah. Maybe not today. It's a little late. Actually, I don't know if they're open on Sundays. Probably are.
Oh, fuck, man. They're open every day, are they not?
Ah, fuck. I gotta find out. I gotta go there every day and find out. I gotta be that one guy on fucking, what is it, like the Google reviews. But yeah, this fucking place is open every day. Serve a cold drink. So yeah.
See, that's one thing I like about Spo, though, is every time I play the machines there, I win.
Yeah, well, you know.
Every time. It's luck of the Irish.
I don't.
Oh, I know.
But I also don't give a fuck.
Your wallet does.
My wallet does, but I also just put it in my pocket. And I have to listen to the screams.
No, I can't think of any other tourist attraction here that's actually worth mentioning. Cavendish. Fucking Haunted
Beaches.
Mansion. The beaches, well...
The fucking, what's that, like, the one you walk on, and it fucking, the squeaky, you know what I'm talking about?
I do not.
Like, the squeaky beach, like, when you walk in the sand, it makes a squeaking noise.
That sounds like hell for people with autism.
No, it sounds like something they would do, they would really like. They walk, like, they walk on the balls of their feet and walk around, and
I've never heard of that.
Alright.
Son of a bitch.
I think it's in PEI, I don't know, I've been there, but...
I don't know.
Yeah, beaches are a big one. That Blooming Point.
Oh, yeah, the nude beach Blooming Point.
Oh, yeah.
I've never personally been there, and I don't think I ever will. Fuck that.
No, if I did, I'd have, like, toilet paper, like, stuck in my ass, and I'd walk around like I'm crazy. Start talking to myself. You've never seen so many dicks swinging when I go in there, and they start running away.
No, they just, they don't even hear you. They just look at you and go, Jesus. Now, tourism on PEI is a big fucking thing, but there's not a lot here.
There's nothing to do. That's why they leave.
I know.
That's why no one stays here.
Well, I like that fucking Confederation Bridge. Here, please, come to our island. Come over our bridge. Witness the fucking great fucking bridge we built. Hey, you want to leave? 50
well,
bucks,
everything
pal.
Everything here is under construction anyways. So like Province
Everything.
House and all that shit.
Nah, fuck. Province House has been under construction for 10 fucking years.
It's getting done.
Oh, yeah. It's really getting done.
But all that shit. Like when they did the new library.
That new library, though, is quite
nice.
It's quite nice. They're going to do some renos on the Confederation Center, too.
Oh, yeah.
I think it's like a, what is it, like a 10 mil reno?
Oh, yeah. It's fucking
fuck,
nice.
Man. It's fucking nice, but I got a wedgie.
It's like a gold plated turd. It looks nice on the outside. But in the inside,
like
it's just a really big,
inside.
Fat, smelly turd.
Yeah. The Confederation Court Mall is another attraction.
It's a shithole. No, it's not an attraction.
Yeah, it's people
go in there
avoid
go,
it.
There's like 30, or not 30, there's like 7 Asians who have stores in there, and that's just like one thing sitting there.
Oh, it's all front.
And they always have their arms behind their back, and they fucking sit there for 2 hours, and then they close.
Oh, yeah. Like it's
and that's all there is. And then there's that fucking gas station in there, and that's it.
It's a gas station?
Well, no, yeah, convenience store, I should say.
Oh, yes. A good fucking convenience store is Hi-Mart.
It's expensive.
It's
fucking overpriced.
It's expensive, but there's some cool shit in there.
Yeah, but it's stupid shit.
That's fair enough. Another tourist attraction
like, oh.
you can listen to is Drunkle's Den Podcast.
Yeah. You go there, it's like, oh... This is a special one-on-one Lay's bag because it's already been opened. All the air's gone. It's gonna be an extra $50, please.
Yeah, buddy, accidentally stepped on it, so
yeah.
we're gonna add $2 to it. Fuck you. Like, speaking of adding money to your grocery bill, how's this tax break affecting
useless.
You? It is fucking useless.
It's only good for beer.
Not even.
It is good for beer. It's absolutely good for me.
It's good, but I mean, fuck, you're only saving, what, like $5 maybe?
That's pretty fucking good. Compared to nothing. Yeah, I'll take
oh,
it.
Oh, compared to nothing, it's
but
great.
But like, I'm not buying fucking bags of chips every 2 minutes, so it's kind of useless to me. And like, the shit that I already buy doesn't have tax to begin with.
Yeah, there you go.
But, you know, why is bread so expensive?
Oh, man.
Just go over
fucking
this
make
fucking
your own
time.
Goddamn bread at home, ladies and gentlemen. It's simple to do.
You
and
don't
it
even
takes
fucking
nothing.
Do that.
No. Because I'm a hypocrite.
I know. It does take time, but it's cheap.
It's fucking cheap, and it's better for you.
Yeah.
It is fuck way better for you. That Wonder Bread you buy in the store, it's basically like cake. There's so much sugar
yeah,
in it.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, it's so bad. But what gets me about that Wonder Bread shit, I can leave it in my fucking bread, in the bread box, for like a week straight, and it's, oh, no mold.
Oh, yeah, because it's fucking just covered in shit.
Yeah, there's so much shit in it. It's garbage.
Yeah.
It's one thing we got to do in the new year and go to the farmer's market again.
Yeah. Oh
fuck
yeah.
Support local, motherfuckers. No, fucking farmers market's great. I don't. Do they still do the fucking flea markets?
But not in town. I don't.
Ah, that sucks.
I don't give a fuck. I'm not going out to fucking buy some bullshit hockey cards. Fuck that.
You come out with some gems in the flea market.
Like what, a fucking used tampon?
Real nice. No, you can fucking, like, there's a lot of guys, they sell, like, old antique shit. I'm a sucker for that.
Yeah, but it's gotta be, it depends on what it is. If it's like a fucking, I don't even know. If it's like a fucking water bottle from the 1820s that still has fucking typhus in it, then I'm okay, but. If it's like a, like, I like collecting old pop bottles and shit. I got an old,
oh, hell yeah.
Got an old 7-Up crate at the home. And
oh, yeah.
Got an old Siemens Orange bottle.
Nice.
Got an old, like, I think 7-Up bottle as well, yeah. So, I like that shit.
No, I like collecting bottles.
Yeah.
Lord knows I did it in the fucking den for 2
You're
years.
You're still doing it.
I am.
Except these are liquor bottles.
No, cleaning out that shelf with all the empty liquor bottles was, it fucking pained me to do it. There's a lot of memories on that fucking
Not
shelf.
Not really. You don't remember much of it.
I don't, but I remember when I started drinking them. I don't remember finished drinking them. Fuck.
Ain't that the truth? Yeah, well, you know, on to better things, I suppose.
Yeah, beer.
Well, you know, everything. Everything
beer.
And everything.
And mushrooms.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah. Now, are there any upcoming shows, any events coming up this week?
I got no idea.
I know of one. Devi and Devi Karaoke, ladies and gentlemen, on Boxing Day at Sportsman's.
There's actually a show going on tomorrow.
Oh, is there?
At Hunter's with Gizmo.
Ah, cool.
And then they have another show, I want to say the 27th.
Oh, really?
I don't know. I forget. There's something going on. There's shit going on. Listen, find out. Go fucking outside and look at a poster.
Fuck yeah. Go look at your local telephone pole downtown there.
Yeah. Go into your local phone book and start calling every single number until you get the right answer.
Especially the ones with the missing dog posters. Call the number and just woof, woof, woof.
Yeah.
I'm lost. Help me. Woof, woof. And then hang up. I guarantee you the person on the other end of the phone will be ecstatic to hear it.
Or you could haggle with them. That's probably what I would do. If I found a dog and it was like, oh, it's only $50, I'd call them like, yeah, I found your dog. Oh, thank you. Yeah, but I don't know about this price. Like, you know, maybe you could give me like $200 a case of beer. I'll bring them back because I might just take them with me.
Eyeball them.
Yeah. I don't know, man. It's, I think $200 is a lot cheaper than getting them from the pound.
Jesus. I don't have a segue for that.
Oh, fuck.
So, the segue we always go to when we don't have anything is the weather, my friend. How was
fuck
the fucking weather this weekend?
Oh, shit.
It was shit. But at least we're guaranteed a white Christmas now.
Yeah.
Fuck, man. I think like 20 centimeters fell, give or take.
Yeah, I don't know.
Around that. The roads are, even the roads today were shit.
I usually just stick my dick in the snow. The only thing that amounted to that is now the snow's pregnant. Other than that, I'm like the worst Grinch. I can't even say it. My dick shrunk 3 sizes that day.
Oh, that's a vivid
image.
Get
it out.
Mr. Green Pubes over here.
Oh, Mr. fucking Prune.
Prune. Oh fuck. No, but the roads were shit. The weather was shit. It was windy as fuck.
Yeah.
But some fucking snow fell, and that's what I'm fucking thankful for.
Yep.
You can take your fucking presents, you can take your fucking stocking stuffers, stick it up your fucking ass. All I ask on Christmas is for it to be a white Christmas, motherfucker.
Christmas is not what it used to be.
It fucking is not. We've grown up.
Yeah, that's seriously. Well.
And now it's just expensive.
What is the best holiday?
Oh, for me, it's either Christmas or Halloween.
Mm. Halloween's fun. Depends on what it is, though. If it's like a fucking Wednesday. I guess people
it's
usually
a Monday,
just go.
Fuck you.
People usually just go the weekend before.
Oh, yeah. But I mean, like, if it's a fucking, like, a Friday,
yeah.
Fuck yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man. I like Halloween. Halloween's fun.
So Paddy's Day is fun,
people.
Too.
Huh?
Paddy's Day.
Paddy's Day is fun, but it's only one thing. It's only drinking. It's fun, but meh.
That's true. Well, I mean, you can dress up.
Yeah, dress in green or you get punched in the face.
Yeah. It's like that fucking, God forbid. What is it? You pinch them, right?
Yeah.
And not these days.
Fuck no. Punch
me too. Hashtag me too. Not these days.
I'm clipping that. God that's forbid. That's going to be our fucking promo for this one.
You pinch the fucking, pinch a fat guy. He's like, whoa, what are you doing? He's like, oh, I thought it was your back. No, it's his fucking titties. The man boobs.
His back tits.
The back fuck. Bra. Someone's got to invent that. Gonna make fucking buckets of money.
Holy fuck. People of Walmart. I miss that website.
What website?
Peopleofwalmart.com.
What's that now?
You've never heard of that?
No.
Oh, fuck,
I can take a fucking wild guess what it's
People
entails.
Of Walmart is just the worst fucking pictures of people standing in Walmart of all time.
But they're not standing, are they? They're using those carts.
Oh, yeah, scooters. They're using scooters. Yeah. Oh, fuck, speaking of that, I was in Superstore there, and this old broad was fucking, she was on one of them scooters, right? Mm. She tried to take a right into one of the aisles. She ripped the fucking side cap right off the fucking, right off the fucking wall. I had to look away. I was laughing so fucking hard. The attendant comes over. You okay? She goes, I don't know what happened. I know how to drive these things.
Well,
like obviously, fucking not, sweetheart.
You were laughing because you were already laughing because she was in one of those.
Oh,
but
yeah.
But then you were laughing even harder. Yeah.
Oh man, it was funny. Oh my god.
Oh man.
It's not even the fact like it didn't fall off. It just like it's one of them like I don't know how to explain it. It's one of them comical things where where you think it's gonna fall, but it just shifts like just a
yeah,
little bit.
And
everything falls
then you go,
out of it.
We're good. And then it falls.
Yeah.
Oh
my fucking god, it was funny. Now, the people of Walmart was one
yeah.
of the best fucking things ever.
That exists here, too.
Oh, fuck, yeah.
Everywhere there's
except
a Walmart.
Except here, it's the people of the dollar store.
Everywhere. Well, even Walmart, too, because Walmart is basically the dollar store.
Yeah,
just
but
bigger.
You always get those white trash fucking whores
oh, yeah.
going in there with their Cookie Monster fucking pajama pants and their fucking oversized hoodies.
They reek of weed.
Oh, they reek of weed and cat piss.
Yeah.
Oh, it's just terrible.
And they're fucking, you can go through their phone. There won't be one text from their daddy. I can tell you that.
Fuck
I'd
no.
have a better chance finding them.
Oh, my God. No, that's, you know what? If you want something entertaining to do on Prince Edward Island, get drunk and stoned, go into your local Walmart and just walk the fuck around.
Kind of sounds like hell.
Oh, it is.
Yeah, that doesn't sound fun at all.
It's not, but some shit you see in there, oh my god, it's funny. Like I love watching these snot-nosed kids run the fuck around and then just get clipped by a cart fucking
yeah.
coming out of the aisle. Oh, it's so satisfying. I fucking hate kids.
Yeah.
Hate them.
I remember going to the toy section as a kid.
Hell yeah. I remember during school, we'd go there fucking almost every lunch and they had that toy lightsaber. Where you could fucking you'd say
yeah.
something in it and it would go fucking
yeah.
Yeah. The swing of the lightsaber would be your noise. So we'd just shout slurs into it. And we thought that was the funniest shit ever. Because, you know, we got nothing else to fucking do.
Yeah, and so you hit someone and it fucking, oh yeah, that was good.
Oh yeah, you hit someone the fucking thing snaps and do.
That's awesome. Well. Did you ever hear about that fucking, it was a toy, it was a Harry Potter like, I don't know if it was either a wand or a broom. I think it was a broom. And, it's this little thing. And, you'd get on it, and it would vibrate.
Oh, Jesus.
And it ended up getting discontinued, because...
I wonder why.
There were a bunch of girls that would buy it. And,
yeah, I know where this is
going. They take a trip. Oh,
yeah.
Yeah. Same with the Hulk gloves. I'm pretty sure those got fucking banned for a bit, because they were fucking... Because I think they used to be able to, like... I don't know, I think they used to be a lot stronger.
Oh, yeah?
So you could fucking punch the shit out of people.
Oh,
but now
I miss
like,
them things.
Now they're just stuck like this.
That sucks.
This.
I miss them fucking Hulk gloves.
Yeah, they were fun.
Oh,
the sock and boppers.
Oh, they're... What the fuck is that?
Isn't that what they're called? They're like these... You put them on your hands and they blow up and you fucking punch people in the face.
I've never heard of those.
Oh, they're fun.
That's awesome. Fuck. Nah, I didn't have a lot of fucking... I don't want to say cool shit growing up. I had a lot of shit, but like not top of the line fucking.
I did a lot of kick the can.
I had a lot of Nerf guns, buddy.
Oh, yeah.
That's where it was at. No. Childhood has come and gone.
Yes, it has.
Now it's survive the rest of your life without hating yourself. So far, unsuccessful.
Yeah, well, you know, that's how it is. That's the way she goes.
Fucking way she goes. Speaking of the way she goes, we like to do a segment, ladies and gentlemen, called Album of the Week. My friend, would you like to introduce the album?
It's Tragically Hip, their debut EP.
Fuck yeah, it is. The Tragically Hip's debut EP starts out with Small Town Bring Down, followed by Last American Exit, Killing Time, Evelyn, Cemetery Side Road, I'm a Werewolf Baby, Highway Girl, and All Canadian Surf Club. If you had to pick one favorite fucking song from that, what would it be?
I don't fucking I don't know. I'd have to see it.
Great.
In front of me. Let's see here. I like Highway Girl's a classic.
Highway Girl is a classic.
I'm gonna say All Canadian Surf Club.
Oh yeah?
Yeah.
I would have to go with Last American Exit or Small Town Bring Down.
Those are both great.
Oh, yeah. They're both fucking great. Go, once you're done with this podcast, ladies and gentlemen, go fucking listen to it.
I was listening to The Hip not that long ago. I forgot how fucking good they are.
Oh yeah.
I like their more smoother, kind of slower shit too.
Yeah.
Like Escape Is At Hand and It's a Good Life. Those kind of songs.
Escape Is At Hand is my favorite Hip song by far.
They're wonderful.
Followed by Bob Cajun.
I can't believe they named a place after a song.
That's fucking funny.
Yeah. It's like they named Michael Jordan after that shoe.
Right?
Yeah. What a fucking bunch of dumbasses.
I don't have a segue to that.
A bunch of fucking idiots.
Oh my god. Oh, fucking Christmas, man. Fuck Christmas.
Yeah. Yeah.
I've had enough of Christmas fuck already, Christmas. And it hasn't even fucking come yet.
No. Let's get it over with.
Fuck. I'm waiting for New Year's.
Oh, yeah.
Drunkle's New Year's bash, buddy. Drunkle's making his chili.
Chili.
Fuck yeah. It's going to be good.
Yeah?
Well, fuck yeah.
Have you tested it?
No. We're just going to wing it.
Oh, okay.
As I do with everything.
So, slush and chili.
Oh, yeah.
Nice.
Oh, yeah. There's nothing better than drinking, having a hot, hearty bowl of fucking hot chili, buddy. A little bit of fucking roll with it. Oh, man. Yeah. I'm getting hungry just thinking about it.
I saw you salivating over there.
Oh, fuck. I'm drooling. Oh, fuck. No. You're going to bring the wine, I assume.
I'll bring my fucking self. That should be enough.
That's 100% not enough.
Yeah, it is enough.
Fuck no.
I bring the comedy.
Oops.
I bring the comedy.
Yeah, you come in the door, we point and laugh.
Yeah, it works. It works, eh?
Oh, fuck, if does it ever.
If it ain't broke, don't fix it.
Oh, you are broke.
How did I know that was coming?
Well, it's fucking Christmas, buddy. What can we say? Everybody's broke.
That's true.
Thanks, Justin. Thanks, Castro. You fuck. You tax bribing fucking liberal motherfucker. Fuck you.
Obsessed. We can't go a single fucking podcast without mentioning him.
Nope. Dirty Trudeau's got to go.
Oh, fuck.
Nope.
No, it's. Oh, that's a good point. I'll bring this. I might as well bring this up. Wow. I just saw this Pierre post that it was fucking.
Oh, Jesus.
Some fucking guy, this Muhammad, he fucking did a number on his wife and his kids.
Yeah.
And then he got convicted of arson for burning down their condo.
Oh, my God.
And he was going to go to jail, or they were going to sentence him or whatever. And he said, no, now I'm a woman. And I go by whatever
fucking
name.
Oh, I saw that.
So now he wants to be put in a woman's county jail.
Jesus Christ. And they're going to do it.
Well, fuck. I fucking hope not.
I don't get it.
Because there's fucking, there's even worse crimes, like if you, like, sexual assaults or something, and they'll fucking say, I'm a woman now, and they'll put them in a woman's jail.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Oh, fucking bunch of idiots.
Oh, fuck, all that fucking left-wing bullshit, I can't do it. That's why I'm glad I don't go to university here in UPEI.
Well, it's fucking everywhere, man.
from what I hear, fucking UPI is real bad for
it. Fucking shithole is what it is.
Oh, fuck. I can only imagine.
Yeah. God's... Oh, fuck. Don't even remind me. Going into computer science. Oh, fuck, man. It smells like fucking... I was like, God, we need fucking Terry Crews in here. We need to get some goddamn fucking Axe body spray and some fucking Head and Shoulders. Some Old Spice.
Jesus.
Fuck, it was bad.
Oh yeah, you're probably taking gender studies next semester, are you?
Oh yeah, of course. I'm fucking taking that, and I'm getting fucking my dick chopped off. I'm getting my fucking nipples sewed back on.
Oh God, this will be the episode to get us canceled.
I don't give a fuck, man. And why I don't do you give a fuck?
Oh,
about
I
being
don't.
Canceled?
Don't worry. By all means, nobody listens. I'm joking.
What the fuck could we do? We've said retard about a million times.
Retard, retard, retard.
Yeah.
There's a million three. I'm not feeling these fucking mushrooms.
Yeah. No, I know.
Are you?
We'll do more in a minute.
Well, fuck but, yeah, we will.
Fucking. We're gonna go for that world record of the highest rated podcast where people have killed themselves from boredom.
Oh fuck! We'll take the cake.
That's what I'm saying.
I don't think people want to listen to fucking blah sucks and Trudeau's got to go for the ninth time.
Call Mr. Guinness and we'll be like, listen, buddy, give us a fucking award right now. And if you need, like, they'll send someone down to verify, and he's got a fucking clipboard and he's got a fucking clip on tie.
Oh, yeah, and he'll sit here and listen. He'll fall asleep.
Oh yeah, and then we'll draw dicks on his face.
Oh fuck yeah. That was the funnest shit, though.
What?
Fucking going to the sleepovers, first got to pass out, you fucking... I fucking fought so fucking hard not to be the first guy to fall asleep.
I never had to deal with that shit, thank God.
Oh, my God. One of the boys, he would always host the fucking get-togethers, and fucking the first time somebody fall asleep, he's like, boys, where's the Sharpie?
Yeah.
Where's the fucking Sharpie? And he'd wake up, and he'd look like fucking... He'd look... He looked like he came right off the boat from Africa, man. Like, you couldn't take that guy out anywhere.
Oh, yeah.
Like, some very choice words on his forehead, you know. Some dicks drawn in his mouth. It's
you
like,
always
oh,
need dicks.
God.
Dicks are funny.
Dicks are funny, especially when they're drawn on
dicks
people.
Dicks and boobs are fucking funny. It's one thing when, like, they were funny as kids, but they're still funny.
I think it's just because we're retarded. We haven't matured.
But they are funny, though. You can't,
well, fuck are they
can't
ever.
Deny that.
No.
It also depends on how you say it. Like, tits is fun, but boobies is funny. It's a funny word.
My dear, may I finagle a boobie if you would be so kind? Nice. Use that pickup line at the bar. It'll work every time.
Is that what you do?
Nah. I can't. I don't talk to women.
Oh. Does this rag smell funny to you?
Hey, sweetheart, does this taste like brick? Fuck you. That was funny.
That was funny. Instead of using a feather in sex, you just use a brick.
When she said hit me with a brick, I didn't know she meant it literally.
She told me to choke her, I choked her. She told me to hit her, I hit her. And anyways, that's why you're here. Yeah. Gotta figure this out.
Oh God, she told me to hit her, told me to choke her. Then she called me father. It's like, oh, I'm no priest, honey. I'm no priest.
That's why I hit her.
Yeah, I was trying to go with
like,
that,
be
but
like
I couldn't
my daddy.
Think of the
I'm
words.
Like, okay, go do the dishes, you fucking bitch.
I like
you're not leaving the house wearing that, are you? You
like,
fucking skank.
I like these fucking these posts. It's like these fucking wannabe hot chicks. If you had me for a whole night, what would you do? You'd fucking clean my house.
Oh,
you'd
yeah.
vacuum my carpet. You'd do my dishes, wash my windows.
You'd be my footrest. You'd clean. You'd clean the fucking Roomba. You get rid of the Roomba. You'd be the Roomba.
Oh fuck yeah.
Yeah, take the dog out, and then, you know, leave, I guess.
Fuck. Yeah, no, these shroomies ain't hitting. We gotta
there's
go
a lot
take them
of,
back.
I don't know what has happened. I don't know why there's so many women out there with no fathers on the internet.
I don't have an answer to that.
I'm just saying there is. You see one, like, every day. Fucking strange.
Yeah, you're talking to one. Well, except
yeah,
I'm not
you're
a woman.
Not a woman. I mean, you could pass for one with those fucking
tatas. Oh, the milkers.
Oh, yeah. Have you tried?
Oh, no.
No.
I don't know. No, I'm
you're
not gonna say
like
that
cop
joke.
A feel every once in a while. And you're busting the juice in the moose. It's not the same.
Oh, that's just fucking horrendous. How'd you know? You looking through my window at night?
Well, yeah, I got to get off too, don't I?
Okay, that's enough of that.
You know, I got fired from my foot doctor job, so I got to look through people's windows now.
Oh, yeah, voyeur foot doctor.
Yeah.
That is an actual thing that happened here.
Yeah,
I still can't believe
it. About that. That's
I
why
know.
I'm making the joke.
I still can't fucking believe that happened.
I mean, fuck, if you're going to be... if
he wasn't even licensed!
Why, he's fucking weird. That's what I mean, like...
Well, that was great.
Like, if you could pretend to be a gynecologist, be like, oh, fuck, I know a cunt when I see one. You go down there. Like, fuck, something smells bad, and if it's not this, you gotta go see your dentist.
Blind guy walks by a fish market, he goes, hello, ladies.
I haven't heard that one before.
Oh, no, that's a classic. I only say that one every hour or so.
Yeah. This is the dry spell of the podcast, isn't it?
So, you like weather?
What can we talk about?
There's not a lot going on, man.
No, really not. Christmas is fucking drained us, not in a good kind
oh,
way.
Oh, fuck.
Where your balls are all shriveled up and you feel a little dirty afterwards. No, in the way that your fucking wallet's gone. Okay, so maybe the same way. You know.
Oh, so.
Same ending.
So, 3 nights at your mother's house.
What fucking house? You mean the fucking, the woods?
Well, wherever she's pitched up for
I know
night.
Somewhere special. And it's like some fucking gas station bathroom.
Oh. Oh. So that's how you were born, eh? Best
yeah.
part of you ran down your mother's ass crack.
Oh, yeah.
No, fuck, there's not a lot.
No, there fucking isn't.
There
man.
Is not a lot going on. Politics is dry. That oh fuck no! That Chrystia Freeland fucking fucked off,
yeah,
and she fucking slammed Dirty Trudeau when she
I
left.
I don't know who that is.
She was the deputy prime minister, finance minister.
Oh,
she's the cunt that always stood behind him and kept nodding
right.
her head. Mr. Speaker, Mr. Polyev
right.
is wearing more makeup today than me. Fuck you, you cock sucking bitch! I'm so happy she's gone. Lord help if she runs for head of the Liberal Party.
Well, that's one less of them in power.
Fuck yeah. Then it went to the environmental minister, I think, for this deputy prime minister job, or the finance minister, whatever. He didn't want it, so he resigned. Then it went down to fucking the two Randys, Cocaine Randy, and he was nowhere to be found, so he resigned from it. And now it's just some random fucking quiff.
All right.
That's handling finances of Canada. So that can't go wrong.
You want a woman handling your money? Man, she's going to go shopping every fucking day. She go, yeah, I know I just bought this dress, but I need it in this color, too. It doesn't fucking fit you to
and
begin
you
with.
I wonder why we don't have fucking girlfriends.
Oh, that's not my fucking problem.
Oh, no, it's mine. You come up here every fucking weekend.
Exactly. Pleasure's all yours.
Unfortunately. Oh, shit. Well, I think we're going to keep this episode short and sweet, ladies and gentlemen. We are at 52 minutes. So
nice and short and sweet.
Yeah, nice and short. Next episode, though, the episode to end all seasons. Do we have any closing remarks?
Santa... isn't real. But if he was...
Were you a Santa denier? You fucking darling.
Well,
fucking
I'd rather
cunt?
Sit on Santa's lap than a priest's lap. It's weird.
We've
he had
all been there.
He had three knees.
And only one was bouncing.
Oh, yeah. I sat on the middle one. He was like, oh, fuck.
Well, that's something for a closing remark. Anything else?
No. Nope.
Well, that's great. Ladies and gentlemen, this has been Drunkle's Den, Episode 9. Shorter than the usual, but next time we're getting fucked up. And it's going to be a little longer episode. So stay fucking tuned. One more episode till Season fucking 2 drops. This has been Drunkle's Den, your host, Drunkle Ross, and the co-host, Big Chief,
bye
signing
bye.
Off. See yous later.